If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. The World Show with Nikki B.
Yes, I'm Nikki B, and right now I have four beautiful, powerful, amazing women in the studio with me. I've got Impateleni Makalule. Hope I'm pronouncing it right. Hi, Impate.
Hi.
Good to have you here. And before I talk more about the work that you're doing, let me introduce each of these beautiful lady. Impateleni, thanks to you for bringing me these beautiful women. There's Vo Esther. Welcome, Vo Esther, to the World Show. Yes, and we've got Vo Joyce Makadzi. Hi, Joyce. And of course, not forgetting Vo Nyawa Sedza. I call her Vonyawa. Thank you all for coming. These amazing women are coming all the way from the beautiful, beautiful Venda. Such a magical place. And you know what I love about Venda, Mpate, is they say that artists there have the same, they regard them in the same way that they regard traditional healers. So for me, it's a blessing to have all of you women here with your beautiful healing energy. But before I begin with the others, Impate, you do some incredible work in Venda with Dzomo Lamupo, the voice of the earth. That's the name of your organization.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about what you do.
Hey, I am Impateleni Makalule from Dzomo Lamupo, voice of Mother Earth. In Dzomo Lamupo, we are protecting nature in all its forms, particularly sacred sites and seed and food systems. And we do this in the program of intergenerational learning. Why do we do Dzomo Lamupo? As people around the whole world, we have a huge threat of climate change. We have a huge threat of that food. We are in insecurity. In Dzomo Lamupo, we are reviving the spirit of our ancestors to guide us to walk on their footprint, to protect the mountains, to protect the forest, to protect the life of our culture. Venda, we have a Venda, we have a heritage. And this heritage is rooted on spirituality. And coming now for today, the song, the dance is part of our spirituality. And in Dzomo Lamupo, we do this on this way. That's why today we are here with the elders of Dzomo Lamupo, the spiritual singers, the spiritual artists. You cannot separate art from the spirit of our ancestors because we learn from them. That is what we do in Dzomo Lamupo in summary. But we do a lot in Dzomo Lamupo.
Yes.
And for today, when we are here, is our tribute, the spirit of my son, Justice for Sure, Nili Tole. His spirit guided us to be here. And today we are saying Justice for Sure, in the spirit of songs, in the spirit of dance, in the spirit of joy, and in the spirit of seed and food security, because it's Shoni spirit who guided us here. At Kaya.
Thank you so much. That's the most beautiful intro that anyone's ever given me, I must say. And on that note, yes, thank you to the spirit of Shoni Sani Letole. And thank you to his mother, Patricia Vanguele Letole, for making it possible for us to meet, actually. And for me to see you perform yesterday, these three amazing women. And they're going to be performing for us a little bit later. But I've just got to still come back to you, Mpate. A couple of things that you said are so important. And the one thing it's all important, this, this point of actually honoring nature and honoring the earth. But I also love the fact that your organization deals with sustainable farming, deals with showing us that we can all grow our own food.
That's true. As for me, as a daughter for a traditional healer, the late Oma Kaulule, my father taught us that food comes from nature, from the soil. We have to have rain. We have to have the mountain, That precipitation which people say is precipitation, it comes from the soil, the mountains. And this is where we get food. And in Zomolamupo, we are saying food and seed systems is connected with Mupo. Mupo means what you cannot touch. Mupo means all the creations of the universe which are not made by human being. And that's why we are learning to produce food according to the footprint of our ancestors, where they were not having chemicals, where they were not having that other fertilizers which damage the soil. That seed which our ancestors were hiding them and pass from generation to generation, we are reviving that food, because that food is about our health. And me, I go back as a daughter of a traditional healer. Food is also about spirituality. That's why when we go to the ecological calendar, during the harvesting, there are songs and dance. During cultivation, there is a song and dance. When children, when they sing, they also take food and sing about food. Our ecological calendar, which is a Mupo calendar, connect us with the spirit of our ancestors through music and dance.
Beautiful. Thank you. Now, I've just got to mention, please, I'm going to urge everybody, go to the website. It's the Zomo Lamupo, the Zomo Lamupo.org. I've posted it on social media and I'll keep posting it to check out this amazing work. But now part of your work is to work with, very closely with communities, and obviously particularly with women as well, which I think is what's connected you with these three beautiful and gracious women you've come with here today. So tell me a little bit about that work, how your work in the community leads you to work with the artists, the women artists.
As I explained, we are following the footprints of our ancestors. Venda culture, Venda heritage is rooted in the voice of a woman, in the mind of a woman, in the feet of the woman, because women are the one who are the bowel of life. From child when you are born, I argue there's nobody who will first say the word ba ba. Baba or ra, ra. Once you open the mouth, you will say ma. It's the breastfeed. And for that, as we learn from the elder woman at home, they taught us about the role of a Venda woman. A Venda woman is a moon. A Venda woman is called Ngwezi Makazi. That word Makazi is not just a title. Makazi is a role of a Venda woman, which I believe is the role of everyone. When I do Zomolamupo, I cannot do Zomolamupo without going to the root of the footprint of our ancestors, because woman, Womakazi, are the one who are the bowel of life. And I will send back people to go to the pumpkin plant. Go there when you plant the pumpkin. Puri, mafuri. You will learn a lot about the pumpkin flower until it produces a pumpkin. That is an art which when you are there, and we end up singing about those things.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Now let me speak briefly to these beautiful musicians and these women that are musicians and of course much more. So I'm going to go to Esther right now. Esther, tell me about the instruments you play. And of course you've also released some albums.
Yes. I also released some albums.
What instruments do you play?
I play Lugubera Tsimbi and Lugubera Rutanga, Chiwana and Dende. There are four.
Four traditional instruments. Yes. And you, yes. And I think for you, and I think it's for everybody here, it's also about the dance, and Impate touched on that.
Yes.
What is the relationship between the instrumentation, the music, and the dance?
Okay. You cannot dance if there is no music. You cannot dance if there is no something that inspires you to dance. So we are inspired by music. Then if music is played, then we start to dance.
Yes.
We enjoy it.
But you also celebrate yourself as a dancer,
yes,
and as a praise singer.
Yes.
How long have you been doing these arts?
This art, I've been doing it for long ago. Long ago. Since I was born, I can say. Because when I was still young, when I was still a little toddler, you know, I used to dance when our elders sing. After they come back from the fields, they come and drink beer, then they start to sing. Then I started there dancing and singing.
Beautiful.
Singing is from my heart.
Singing is from your heart.
I've been dancing.
Yes. Now, you've also released, is it two albums that you've released?
Five
albums. I only knew about the two. I'll have to get the others.
Yes, maybe.
And, you know, for me, that is just such a special thing to be able to release albums of playing indigenous instruments.
Let me tell you that in my own language, Mpate will translate. Musina nichita music wanga. Huna shtu zhinji. Zhenda wana zuri. Ziko sela mrau. Zichira na culture ya urine. So, namudu tomo imba. Na tomo imba. Remember, I was a teacher. At school, I was a cultural dance teacher. Ndwa ndichi chini sa chigombera. Ndichi chini sa chifase. Ndichi chini sa malende. Of which today I have two groups. Yabahulwane for the adults and for the youth.
Beautiful.
Yes. Some of the songs I teach them. Then I thought ezinyimbo zidokerakera zidongalanga. So I decided to put them on the albums.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. So it's also as a result of teaching, working with the music, working with young and old people.
Yes.
And also for me, what is important is to put these songs down,
yes,
because that is the legacy that we have,
yes,
as we move forward.
Yes.
What else can you translate from what Avo Esther said?
In summary, her passion came from the way these songs are disappearing, and she emphasized that lots of things in our culture are disappearing. Then she is reviving them through the music and teaching the younger ones.
Yes, beautiful. So it's like, you see, I must have understood.
Yes, you understood.
Yes. Now let's go to Avo Makadzi Joyce. Joyce, what instruments do you play? You can speak in Mpate, you can translate.
Bumakazi played lugube, which is made from bamboo, and the other lugube is made from an iron, and the dende is a wood and a calabash.
Okay, it's almost like a bow.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Yes. And you also started, Vo Joyce, with traditional dancing, am I correct?
Zifasi, zigombera. Usukana na musi, ndika diba maruwa anu kuchina ngamanda chigombera, chazoma la mupo. Chine mranga panda wacho ndibu Mpate. zvone kuti zvine rakadiva khazvo rakono wera hake izvo zvadzingube ndi kuti zvara twaruwana zvo rikadiva vatuku noro zvivona uri hezvo tuzvikoyohera zvikoyongarangara rarikari zvivhusurudze ngori vana vacho navaduhuru avangazvidivi zvidohera.
She said since a little girl she grew up dancing, singing different traditional dances, and when she grew up, these were the things which were happening when she grew up, and even that musical instrument she grew up learning because it was a way of life to her, but the passion of continuing this from when she was a girl until now when she is an elder, as she said, she's still doing that. She has a concern that this, she has to do it as an elder to transfer it to the younger generation, because the children, if we don't do that, they will not know the value of this music and dance.
Absolutely, and that is why I'm so thankful that you are here, all here today. Now, of course, I have to get a few words from Vo Nyawasedza. Vo Nyawasedza, tell us about the instruments you play and a little bit about your background.
Vo Nyawasedza, ufika varubudze uri vone validza zvifiyo zviridzo. Vadova varubudze wanga vono uri voto alusa.
Nareridza ruguba uru ratsembe. Saridza ruguba varutanga kuronga. Raridza chihwana na dende. Raru wangazo richitamba rovona vakomana vacho vakotamba ngazvo. Narineva ra ranjanerera riri rasanjanerera izvo zvito zvidofa raridza richina domba chigombera nendode zikadi nazvino rikadzidi akadi rapopera ndari chirati richirari kadi kudi ndizvo nezvara ruwangazvo.
She said she play musical instrument such as rugube of the iron of the metal mouse bow. And the rugube of bamboo, yes. And chiwana, which is a wood, and dende, a wood, and a calabash. She said she also grow in that way, learning these things. And they both growing, learning about the traditional musical instrument and also the traditional games. And now they are doing it so that the younger generation keep on following this footprint.
One more question, and by the way, we're going to be having a live performance from these beautiful women, and it's also going to be filmed live. So it is on the World Show page. You can watch it live there right now. You see the beautiful, beautiful outfits they are wearing. But one more question before the performance, and I want to know, how are the younger generation and the children, I'm talking about the children and the youth in Venda, are they embracing to learn these instruments? Because I see that all of these women, including yourself, Mpate, are imparting this knowledge in the communities. So I want to know, how are the younger generation embrace, are they embracing to learn the instruments?
I think this question goes to Esther, because she's the one who is playing part of intergenerational learning with the young children. And her grandchildren, I think they are professional on dance and music.
Okay.
Well, Esther, what do you think of the young children?
Yes, I will answer that.
Thank you. And if you want to speak...
I said, yes. The in a group... Yavaswa. Yavaswa. Hey, group Yavaswa. Hey, I tongue Tomazina. They told Mam Rawangi from 1995. Zino. Havavaswa. Dr. Mandichi Havava Mubavo from 1995 up to 2000. Domandichkova Fundeza, Nanichito Vaimbisa. Chiba Chinisa Marende. Tichiva chinisa chigombera. Zvazvino. Musi ndono zvivona zvori. Hezvo zva instrument. Zvidongarangara. Vana varuwawo vono vavo. The university zvazvino. They know how to place this. Even vene vavane vavaone zvino. ndiyabaitela ndikowa ndiyabaitela vakotamba malize zvitu.
Please, since 1995, she formed or established a group of children and youth and teaching them all this dance. And she said she started by teaching them songs. Then she again now started to teach them playing this musical instrument. Like as you indicated, her group, others are at university. They are able to play this musical instrument. She is concentrating much on teaching younger generation about the music and dance and different traditional dances. As in Venda, we have different traditional dances.
And are the young, but what I want to know is, are the young people embracing it? Or is it a challenge because of the times we live?
Yeah.
And the nearby communities. Jamazuri, it will spread. It will spread.
It is spreading.
It is spreading. Wakuzufunanga manda. Ngorebaba na nereshi richiriz. Now, sana msenorari. Wotebane wakutechiriz. Wadozufuna upirisa. Wadozufuna zuri. Masina mtu waya na Johannesburg. Achikuliza Yesu zitu.
She said the young people love this because they see her dancing and using this traditional musical instrument. She said she is doing this in the surrounding community near her home, but she believes it is going to spread. Like here, when she is here in the studio, they are listening. They are going to be motivated and said, oh, you can even reach Johannesburg and play this musical instrument.
And thank you. These beautiful women are going to perform for us. But while they're setting up, I'm going to play a track off the album. Is this the latest album? Is this the newest album?
Yes.
Off the latest, the fifth album from Voesta Sinyegwe. Did I say it right?
Yes,
yes, and I'm going to play the title track, which is Venda La Mulova.
Venda La Mulova.
What does it mean?
It means yesterday, Venda.
All Venda of Venda. The past.
Okay.
What was happening?
Yes.
Some years ago.
In Venda.
In Venda. Yes.
Thank you so much. We're going to be treated to a live performance, so please keep your ears wide open. And if you can, head to the World Show page on Facebook. That's the World Show with Nikki B on Kaya 959. And you can get some visuals of this beautiful performance.
The best in African music, on the World Show with Nikki B.
Yes, Kaya 959, Venda La Mulova. It's the title track of the album from Chimangadzo, Esther Sinyegwe. Absolute, and your voice, Esther, wow, so beautiful. You were telling me, Mpati, about that song. What is that song about?
Well, Esther is singing about the Venda of the past. There were lots of food from wild fruits, and food we are cooked through Venda cuisine, Venda recipes.
Okay, beautiful. And right now we are going to have a performance. And I think that it looks to me like these three incredible women are going to start by playing what some know as the Jewish harp or the mouth harp. Please begin.
Thank you.
is a symphony of mouth bows. Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Now, have the ladies brought their other instruments? Are they going to do another song for us?
We want to do another song for you.
Please do. Please do. Absolutely beautiful. Are you going to do another one on the mouth bow? It even sounds like somebody was playing guitar underneath. Absolutely beautiful. I think we deserve a big round of applause. Absolutely remarkable. I mean, to have three people in time playing the mouth bow, that is something else. And the layers. But right now, what instruments are we going to be hearing?
Now we are going to listen to another pioneer under the Justice for Shoni.
Yes.
The spirit of Shoni guided us to regard the bamboo.
Yes.
The bamboo for climate change, the bamboo for reviving our tradition. Zomolampo is reviving also the bamboo as musical instruments.
Okay, beautiful.
So
is this like a flute? How would you just... It's a flute, a bamboo flute.
Yes.
Yes. So whenever you are ready, please begin. So right now, if you are not watching on Facebook, you can go to the World Show page and watch live. But otherwise, if you're just listening, I'll explain to you. You're going to have to go and look at these beautiful visuals. But these women are holding each a bamboo flute. That's the best way I can describe it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely beautiful. So just to find out, is there a one string on the flute? How many strings are on the flute? How many? It's just piece of bamboo with a string attached to it. Absolutely beautiful. Yes. And we're going to have time for one more, but this time, what are we going to be playing here? Mpate.
Now they are going to play another Venda musical instrument called Siwana Nadende.
And
the bow, the other one has a calabash as a speaker.
Yes, the bow, and it's played on the chest.
Yes.
Yes. And by the way, while you're getting ready, one of our beautiful musicians, Lwe Nechivale, says, I must greet you for him. He says, I must say, Lokovela. Lokovela. One of the musicians said, I must say, Lokovela. Absolutely beautiful. There's so much love coming through on Facebook. I've got another great musician who also plays indigenous instruments. He says, "Yo, fire. Thank you, Volley and Jabaleng." Lots of beautiful messages saying wonderful. Rust Tsepo says, wonderful African music. This music is healing and spiritual too. Sambulo says, Vavenda sound. It's my first time hearing it. And he's absolutely loving it as well. And I've got lots and lots of people commenting. You'll see them on Facebook. And people just loving, saying, so humble, beautiful, awesome, unbelievable, incredible messages coming through as well. Thanks so much to all of you for coming and blessing us by playing this music. Thank you, Mpate. Thank you, Joyce. Thank you, Esther. Thank you also, Nyawa. Thank you very much. I want to see you again when you come back on The World Show.
Gala, ndione thoni ntangi waku gala, chitacha pondera mama hone, rine rivongwani wapo. Justice for Shonili Thole.
Thank you so much. And again, yes, justice for Shonili Thole. I'm going to end off this feature with a second song from Esther's album. This one is Chitetente. Please say it.
But we wanted to play you another one from this.
Okay, one more because I have another interview. Okay. Yes. Please do. Thank you once again to all of you. And please do come back to The World Show again and again. Yes. Thank you once again. Yes, thanks to the spirit of Shonisani Letole. And thanks also to his mom, Vangwele. Thank you for making this possible. All of you. So this one, did I pronounce it correctly, Esther? Chitetente. Chitetente, si.
Chitetente.
Coming up of Esther's album, Avenda La Mulova.
At the end of this Chitetente, there is this one.
Oh, you play that, the what I call the flute. I don't know. Yes. Thank you all for coming to the World Show on Kaya 959.
Kaya.
Kaya.
959.
The best in African music, African music on The World Show with Nikki B. The World Show with Nikki B. Every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.